So in Frontierland, there is my favorite attraction at the Magic Kingdom, Splash Mountain.
I thought you were going to say the shooting arcade.
Oh, man. You know, it used to be, but I'm just not a real good shot anymore.
It used to be back when you liked paying extra money for stuff, right?
Right.
Okay, so Splash Mountain.
I love Splash Mountain. It is my favorite, and I love the Walt Disney World Splash Mountain, especially.
You love the Walt Disney World Splash Mountain better than the Disneyland Splash Mountain?
I do. It's longer.
It is longer. I'm not actually saying that because I prefer the Disneyland over the Walt Disney World. I'm just saying that to get why you like it out of you.
It's longer, and while when I went on it, the last time I went on it in 2012, it was like a month before they did the refurb and like got everything back up and running. Mm-hmm. So a lot of stuff was broken, and there was a lot of talking with no mouth movement and a lot of mouth movement with no talking. But it's fun, and it's so nice to just go in and sit for like 10 minutes on the same attraction, you know, and just like every time you go, you can see something different because it's so right. complex and fun.
So really you just like it for the gopher, mole, whatever it is that yells FSU, right?
What? I don't know about that.
Okay. So, you know, like near the very end, right before, I'm trying to think, I think maybe it's before the big drop. Anyway, near the end, they've got, I guess it's possums, moles, like I said, some sort of rodent that hangs from that pops out from the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen, it's, and I don't know if it actually does this, but it's Disney lore that it does. And it sounds an awful lot like it's saying FSU or go FSU, when it pops out.
Like Florida State University?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So it's actually plausible that it would say that, you know, because I don't know who did the audio recordings, but you know, it's plausible to think that an FSU grad might have had something to do with that.
Yeah,
but yeah, so there's the Go FSU rodent in Splash Mountain at Disney World.
Hmm, that's interesting. I'll listen close for it.
So there you go. So see, now I've already given you something new to watch for next time.
Yeah.
Then you have the clouds above the steamboat, which actually is a hidden Mickey.
Is it? Oh my gosh! I feel like such yes. a Splash Mountain noob.
So there's just a few things that you can look for, but yeah, it's such a classic Disney attraction because it mixes that dark ride. Feel with the excitement, the exhilaration of being a wet ride as well.
Mm-hmm. And having a, you know, like most of the drops, you go up a pretty steep lift hill, but some of them kind of sneak up on you.
Yes.
You know, some of the preliminary drops, I guess. So there's four or five drops before you actually hit the big one.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly how many are there, but yeah, there are some of the ones that are inside, especially where it's a little bit darker, and you don't always see those coming up at you, and all of a sudden, boom, you just hit a drop that you mm-hmm. totally didn't expect, and it's kind of funny because you don't, those smaller drops, I sometimes get wet on those and totally miss getting wet on the big drop because those smaller drops happen and the water will slosh up on the sides mm-hmm. and slosh right into the boat. And mm-hmm. I come up with, you know, nicely dampened pockets. So I typically, you know, I kind of have to watch my phone when I go on that attraction.
Yeah. And I've had the same experience where I get wetter on the first ones. And then the big one, I think because they have, you know, the rails run so shallow for so long that
right.
you just don't get that wet. One thing about that ride that I do love that I've not really ever seen anywhere else is when after you hit the big drop, there's like two or three more minutes of the ride. You know, on a normal attraction like
yes.
that,
yeah,
normally your big finish is going to be, you know, like going to drop you, and then you make like one or two turns and you're back to the load unload area. But there's like more stuff. That's when you go under the railroad, and that's when you see the steamboat, and there's actually more attraction to it after you hit that big drop.
Right. And that's why I said I struggle to remember exactly where that little rodent is, because it doesn't end right at the big drop. We can, for so many attractions, like you said, any turns thereafter the main event are simply to get you back to the load unload area. And so, yeah, it is a very cool attraction for that as well, because you do get some time to kind of take in what's just happened before you get back to the load unload area and you know, go check out your picture.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of wraps up the story too, pretty in a nice little, you know, with a bow.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you've seen Song of the South and you know the story.
Which, if you didn't watch Song of the South a long time ago, there's a good chance you won't get to see it, because it's not something that Disney... I don't even remember when the last time that thing went in the vault is, and I don't see it coming back out, just because it covers some issues that could be seen as very culturally insensitive now. So yeah, those, all the characters that are involved there, all of Splash Mountain does basically revolve around the Song of the South movie. But you may not be aware of that just because you may have never seen Song of the South.
Right. And there's no specific tie-in to the movie on the ride, on the attraction.
Right.
Sorry, you're going to hear me say attraction a lot and try to correct myself from saying ride. I'm reading Marty Sklar's book, Dream It, Do It, and he talks about how Walt all but banished the word ride from the parks. So,
well, and again,
I'm trying to respect the man.
Yeah, and that's because these are attractions. There is thought that goes into, from the moment you enter the queue all the way through the actual ride part of the attraction, into how you exit. That's all that, you know, that's all considered part of the attraction as far right. as Disney is concerned. And it's a nice, to me, that's a nice change of pace. There are a couple of places where Disney attractions have like the little back and forth, what I like to call the little cattle queues.
Mm-hmm.
And that almost frustrates me now, because you know, I expect more out of Disney. I expect my entire experience to be something that, you know, that I want to do almost.
Mm-hmm.
To where I almost don't mind waiting in line, because there's cool stuff to see when I'm waiting in line even.
Right. And even the way, so the Tower of Terror has some of those kind of cattle-y feeling lines, but the way they handle it even, you know, they make you double back on a path you've already been to, but on another side, so there's new things to see.
Right. And those are the ones that are good. I think I'm thinking specifically of, I know like in Cars Land at Disneyland, they had a couple of sections, but even those took place inside of an area, and then they would move you on to another area, as opposed to a lot of other theme parks where the entire queue is just going back and forth
mm-hmm.
until you actually get to the ride. And it all takes place inside of one building, one area, and good luck if there's any theming whatsoever. So... Yeah. So that was a nice little rabbit trail there. But yes, I do agree. Attraction is the word to use there. And then once you exit the Splash Mountain attraction, you can go see Toy Story.
Yeah. Which doesn't make a lot of sense if you say Toy Story, but makes slightly more sense if you say Woody and
Jess.
Yes,
yeah. So it is Frontierland related. Just, you know, maybe not Splash Mountain related, but they've got to, you know, they need to put them somewhere. And I guess I can kind of see where they're coming from, because I don't know where else in Walt Disney World, I don't know where would be a better fit for them than Frontierland.
Except Toy Story Mania.
Yes, but that's, you know, Disney Hollywood Studios. So inside of the Magic Kingdom Park, I guess I should clarify, inside the Magic Kingdom Park, Frontierland is probably their best bet. So,
right, yeah.
And yeah, across from Toy Story Mania, there actually is an entire like building or area devoted to Toy Story and Pixar characters for character meet and greets. So yeah, Disney picked up on that idea as well. We were not the first ones to come up with that. Yeah, so shoot. So the shootin' arcade. you like that segue right there, right?
Yes,
I have. I have been past the shootin' arcade. I have looked in on the shootin' arcade. I have never done the shootin' arcade. Have you ever done the shootin' arcade?
No.
Okay.
I have not. I'm not really much of a stand-up video game kind of guy.
Yeah, so...
I never really have been. Although, if it's anything like the arcade, the Starcade by Space Mountain in Tomorrowland, then it's, you know, a lot of fun. I've been in the Starcade before. I've never done anything in there, but it's themed, you know, just like everything else. It's themed great, and it's a lot of fun just to be in there and kind of travel back in time to when arcades were a thing.
Yeah, and this kind of has the feel of, it almost feels kind of like that carnival setup, you know, where they have like the little guns, because it's a little walk up area. It's not actually in a building. It's under covering, and the arcade part of it is inside of a building. But it's, you walk up to the counter, and then you know, I don't know. It's probably like 50 cents or something. And you get X number of shots to try to shoot the different things that are out there in the field of play, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Oh, that's cool. So it is. It's actually like an old timey.
Yes.
Kind of,
yeah, like an old timey shooting gallery feel. Or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. That's so cool. It's a cool little thing over there. Again, even if you don't want to go do it, it's kind of cool to walk by and check out all the cool stuff in there. I think probably because I want to say that was one of the early attractions for Frontierland. Probably at some point it was, you know, pellet guns and stuff like that. Now they just, you know, shoot laser or, you know, infrared or something like that, which isn't, to me, nearly as much fun, but probably quite a bit safer. So I won't fault Disney for that one.
Well, Frontierland has another attraction that holds a special place in my heart. The Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. It is officially the first roller coaster I rode on that I enjoyed,
and it had to be quite a roller coaster because, as we know, it is the wildest ride in the wilderness.
I would say it's more the tamest roller coaster at Walt Disney World.
I would definitely agree with that.
But it's really good for grown men who are afraid of roller coasters.
Yes, so Jeremy has put the seal of approval, the scaredy cat seal of approval, on Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. So,
yes,
but again,
sir.
Even that that attraction that sits outside and is basically just a roller coaster, they actually took the time to theme, to put audio animatronics out there, and to make it into at least a little something more than just, here's a roller coaster, go ride the roller coaster.
Right. Yeah, the set is amazing. Like the mountain,
yes.
It's crazy. It's huge. It's like so well done. And if we can kind of teleport over, Disneyland just got Big Thunder Mountain was closed for like 8 months. And they did a complete refurb on it, and it's got new animatronics, and it's got the very last lift hill now has this huge, like, mining explosions and new lighting and stuff. It's really cool, so I'm hoping they bring that to Walt Disney World. But, yeah, Big Thunder Mountain's just, it's a lot of fun. It's not really thrilling.
You're never going to fear for your life on it. Though my right. wife doesn't like it because... I'm not a small guy, and it does have just the single lap bar that comes down. So when it comes down, I pull it down till it's snug for me. It's not quite so snug for her, so she gets a little bit of an extra attraction.
She gets that.
That's
thrill.
Right. Of getting kind of she kind of slides left to right because, you know, it's that nice plasticky seat or whatever. So there's not a whole lot to grip you, and so she'll kind of slide back and forth a little bit through the attraction. And I think she has some concern that she might get to fly out. You're not going to fly out of that attraction, folks, unless you just really, really try. But yeah, so she gets a little extra thrill ride out of it. So, you know, pro tip, if you want a little extra thrill, maybe don't close lap. No, I did not say that because I do not want to be responsible.
No. For what,
missing the mouse does not condone not pulling the lap bar all the way down. Please always pull your lap bar all the way down.
Right. Please. Now, while we're talking about Big Thunder Mountain, if we can kind of teleport again, in Disneyland Paris, their Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, from what I understand, you actually load onto the ride on land and then travel in a tunnel under a lake or through a lake to the actual ride or the actual, like, attraction that's on an island in the middle of a lake.
Right. Basically, the entirety of the track and everything is all on this little island with the, you know, the same with a mountain type setup. But yeah, it's the load and unload is across the lake from it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Is it the same type of ride?
I'm not going to lie. It's been so long since I've been there. I remember that part being cool. I don't really remember much about the rest of the attraction. So, and that doesn't mean that it's a bad attraction. That just means that it's easy for me to forget stuff. But yeah, so I do remember that part. And I do remember that part was cool though. So.
Yeah, it's really interesting. There's nothing like that in the States.
Yeah. And I don't know if,
and I wonder if that has to do with OSHA or something.
You know, I don't know if that has to do with OSHA or something, or if that just has to do with, you know, Paris was built a little bit later because it came after Tokyo. If I remember correctly, it came after Tokyo. So they had had some time to kind of try to plan things out, and they wanted to see a little bit of differentiation. And it could also be a space constraint, actually. You know,
that's true.
So who knows why they did it, but yeah, so there are a couple of different variations of Big Thunder out there, and I think the Walt Disney World is a good one though.
Oh yeah, I love it. It's definitely something that Claire and I went on it twice. I mean, it's a fun little roller coaster.
Yeah, it's not, again, not super scary, no loops, nothing like that, but it's still a fun attraction.
It's very well themed.
Yes, it is, definitely.
So after you ride on Big Thunder Mountain, you can go over and have a seat and watch the Country Bear Jamboree.
And that's probably my favorite thing to do in Frontierland. Yes,
really?
I don't.
It was closed for refurbishment when I was there, so I've never seen it.
That's just sad. It's, you know, again, we're talking about another attraction that's been there. I want to say it's been there since the 70s. So, you know, it's classic Disney attraction. If you've been to Chuck E. Cheese, you've kind of been to the Country Bear. You kind of have that same feel. Clearly a lot more upscale than what Chuck E. Cheese ever was. But, you know, again, where it's just kind of that show where you have different audio animatronics coming out, singing different songs and things. But yeah, it's just a real fun thing to do. It's typically not very busy. Because most people don't care about going and seeing a show with audio animatronics. It's indoors, in the dark, nice and cool. You do sit on backless benches, so, you know, probably not going to fall asleep in there. But, well, and if you do fall asleep, you may not be asleep for long. But like I said, I really enjoy it. It's funny. It's got good, you know, music to it. And you'll find yourself humming along after you leave.
And then they made a movie after it too, that attraction.
Not going to talk about the movie. And see the attraction. Not that the movie was bad, just the movie. Yeah.
Just that the movie was bad.
Exactly. It's not the most horrible thing that I've ever seen, but yeah, you don't need to spend time on the movie. Just go to the attraction. The attraction is the attraction.
Yeah.
So, Country Bear Jamboree.
So, yes. And then there's a few places to eat in Frontierland. I know that you and I both are a fan of Pecos Bill's Tall Tale Inn and Cafe.
That's right, because Pecos Bill gives us onions and mushrooms. Well, at least that's the reason why I'm always a fan of Pecos Bill. You may have a different feeling or a different reason behind it, but that's my thing.
That's the reason, because it's just like Cosmic Rays, and Cosmic Rays is my favorite place to eat. But we'll talk about that in 2 weeks.
Or 3 weeks or four, whenever whenever we can make it to Tomorrowland, we'll talk about that. But yeah, Pecos Bill is, you know, it's a lot of your standard fare as far as the hamburgers. I think they usually have, like, barbecued pork. When we were there, they actually had, like, steak and barbecue or something, which it was – it wasn't that great of a steak or anything. I probably, if I had it to do over again, I would have just taken the, you know, the cheeseburger or something. But again, the big seller there is that they have the little fixins bar with, you know, sautéed mushrooms and sautéed onions and nacho cheese sauce. Oh, yeah.
And the sautéed mushrooms and the sautéed onions are really good sautéed mushrooms and sautéed onions.
Often I just grab a little extra, you know, side plate and just kind of load up on those in addition to what I'm going to put on my burger. So,
Oh, the onions are delicious. They are
so tasty. And, of course, you've got, you know, your chili cheese fries and all that kind of stuff if you want it. But you can make the cheese fries because there is nacho cheese over there. Just throwing that out there. No chili, but you can do cheese.
So, I am having trouble remembering, does it have the same kind of different bays with different kind of food that Cosmic Rays
does? No, it does not. Yeah, everything.
Okay, so it's just one counter.
Yeah, it's one counter. It's multiple. Of course, you know, you're going to have multiple cashiers, though. They've been testing, or they were testing some stuff where they were actually, you know, walk up to the screen and tap what you want, sort of a setup, which they've actually... they've got live in other areas of property. You know, I'm thinking specifically at Captain Cook's and the Poly uses that system. Mm. And I think there are a couple of other places as well. And I don't remember the last time I was there if it was actually going live or if it's just something I've seen them testing. But anyway, so it's one counter. You can go up there, you know, order whatever you want, and they'll get you taken care of. And then the seating, that seating area is so crowded that depending on the time of year you go, they may not let you go sit down until you have your food. Just be forewarned about that. Because they don't want people sitting if they're not eating at the restaurant, because otherwise people at the restaurant are unable to find a place to sit with their food. So, So that can be kind of a fun little thing to deal with. But again, I don't think that they would do that in a low time. I think it's just when it's really busy. So that's Pecos Bill. And then, of course, you've also got the Golden Oak Outpost, which is, I think, just chicken now. Used to, that was back when McDonald's had their their little sponsorship, and that place served French fries, McDonald's French fries. So, you know, that sponsorship is no more. So they had to turn it into something. But, yeah, that's – if you're wondering why that's there, that's why that's there, is so they have a place to sell French fries from.
Was it the Golden Arches Outpost?
Is that what it was called? I don't know.
McDonald's. Oh, I'm wondering, because Golden Oak
– well, I don't know if Disney would have let them take it that far. You know, I think Disney would have said, no, that's not, you know, that's not going to fit within the theming, but you can put the word golden in there, and anybody who really thinks about it and says, oh, golden, and they serve McDonald's French fries, aha, you know, that sort of a situation. So
that's interesting.
But yeah, so that's
McDonald's is tricky.
That's the Golden Oak Outpost. And then, of course, they've got the Westward Ho.
Westward Ho.
Yes, which I am going to cheat and look at the menu and say that all they serve is corn dogs and chips. So if you want corn dogs and chips, go there. Otherwise, don't go to there to get corn dogs and chips. So, hey, I really don't know what else to say.
I love corn dogs and I love chips.
You know what, though, we should point out? What the site will not tell you about, and again, the site is where we're cheating and getting all of our information from, or at least jogging our memories from, what the site doesn't tell you about is the quick service food and beverage locations there. And in Frontierland, you can pick up a turkey leg. So know, and I,
which is actually ostrich, isn't
it? I don't know. Is it?
I think it is. A friend of my wife's used to work. She used to be a Sherpa at Expedition Everest, and she told me that that's actually an ostrich.
Egg. See, I never worked.
Or an ostrich leg.
Yeah, I never worked quick service food and beverage, so I've never heard that rumor. But what Disney calls a turkey leg is available at over there, and then kind of, and usually there's a quick service cart over there, across from Country Bear and all that little area. There's a cart over there that's got turkey legs, so you can grab a turkey leg while you're there as well.
Yay! And then there's that's the first stop on the railroad, too, is Frontierland.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because the train station is right next to Splash Mountain. And the train, actually, there's a window when you're finishing Splash Mountain that you can, if you get on the right boat in Splash Mountain, you can actually, you know, wave at the people on the train as they go by.
Yeah, if they happen
by.
To be traveling by, you'll see them. Going through there, so yeah, that's another cool little thing that you can do.
It's
yeah,
fun.
And I the only reason I hesitated is because I honestly for a moment forgot which way the train went around the park. But yes, does go over there to Frontierland. Then of course, you've also got Tom Sawyer Island, which I have never actually done.
Mm-hmm. I haven't either. It was something that Claire and I both saw, but we just kind of stood there and watched.
Yeah.
You know, everybody else. Walking
around. It's just basically a island that you can travel to by boat, and then when you get there, you will you can walk around on the island, and they've got like little caves and stuff you can go in. I don't know if they still do this, but I do remember my dad and my sister headed over there on one of our visits because they have a paintbrush over there, and if you find the paintbrush. They gave you a ticket or something that would let you go to the front of the line on any attraction you wanted to go on.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So that was kind of cool, but I don't know that they've ever – I don't recall them getting said ticket, and I don't know if said paintbrush still exists. So if you go find a paintbrush, don't get mad at me when you don't get a front of the line ticket.
Sounds like a conspiracy theory to me.
So does your ostrich legs, but I let you ride with that. So.
Hey, man, that's all secondhand information. I don't care. I'm going to keep getting turkey legs because I love
right.
them.
That's right. And you know what? If they're emu legs or if they're ostrich legs or whatever, that must mean that I really like ostrich legs or emu legs or whatever.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. So that's about it in Frontierland, huh?
I think it is. I mean, you've got the, notorious Banjo Brothers and Bob who do entertainment over there. And that's over there right around Country Bear Jamboree. And I've never actually stopped and listened to them, but, you know, I've heard them in passing and stuff. And, again, just like any entertainment that you see at Walt Disney World, if you have the opportunity, you should stop because people are really, really talented. You know, these aren't just wooden actors. You know, it's not the first person they could grab off the street. These are people who auditioned for these roles and have really worked on them and take a lot of pride in what they do. So definitely stop by, see those guys if they happen to be out there when you're walking by.
Yeah. It's good to pay a little respect to those guys.
That's right. So... yeah, I think that does kind of finish us out in Frontierland, which I guess means we can move on to New Orleans, Liberty Square.